USDA's latest weekly crop update shows 77% of corn and 78% of soybeans in good to excellent condition, still well above the respective national averages. Throughout June, I was starting to get worried it was getting too dry, and then all of a sudden we just kept catching rains. Every 3 days I think we got an inch, and I was starting to worry we were getting too much rain actually then for a while. If you look at a drought map, you can kind of draw a line from Owatonna up to Morris, Minnesota at a 45-degree angle across the state, and I'm kind of sitting right in that line that's not in a drought category right now. Crop development is running ahead of normal with 24% of corn at the dough stage and 61% of soybeans setting pods. Crop conditions dipped a little in Minnesota over the past week. USDA's latest weekly crop update shows 77% of corn and 78% of soybeans in good to excellent condition, still well above the respective national averages. Brownton farmer Ryan McIntoon tells Brownfield outside of a small hail event, the growing season is going well. Throughout June I was starting to get worried it was getting too dry, and then all of a sudden we just kept catching rains. Every 3 days I think we got an inch, and I was starting to worry we were getting too much rain actually then for a while, but obviously glad we got that rain to carry us through that stretch of 90s. McIntoon, the current president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, says there's been little disease or insect pressure and he's optimistic about yields. If you look at a drought map, you can kind of draw a line from Owatonna up to Morris, Minnesota at a 45-degree angle across the state, and I'm kind of sitting right in that line that's not in a drought category right now. Crop development is running ahead of normal with 24% of corn at the dough stage and 61% of soybeans setting pods.